Today's New Testament text is the first two verses of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12. I'm reading the Common English Bible translation. So then, with endurance, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let's throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame, for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. From Hebrews chapter 12. Well, this weekend contains a major holiday, Halloween. According to USA Today, Americans will spend about $9 billion on Halloween for decorations and costumes and candy, and maybe even a few socially distanced parties. I don't know if that $9 billion also includes visits to the dentist after all the Halloween candy. You know, we've made Halloween such a huge enterprise that we forget its origin. Halloween, originally All Hallows Eve, was the night before All Hallows Day, otherwise known as All Saints Day. In the year 835, the church designated November 1st as a holy day, a holiday, to honor the Christian faithful who had died. They were to be honored whether they died as martyrs defending and promoting the Christian faith, or if they died of other more ordinary causes. They were to be honored whether or not we knew them personally. In its 11th chapter, the book of Hebrews presents a long list of biblical heroes who were able to contribute to God's unfolding purpose because of their faithfulness. The roll call of faith, it's the nickname often given to that chapter. And even though those biblical figures all died, because of their faithful commitment to God, they are remembered in Hebrews chapter 11. Then, in our scripture reading from the opening of Hebrews chapter 12, we hear all those figures being described using a great biblical literary image. Verse 1 announces that Christians are now surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Other translations describe it as a crowd of witnesses, but I've got to admit that I like that older translation better. I mean, imagine the spirits of the saints, all those who lived their lives for Jesus Christ, the spirits of the saints urging us forward as present to us as a cloud in the sky above. In the 12 months since All Saints Day last year, the cloud of witnesses at this church has grown by the arrival in that great cloud of two church members who have died, Ruth Wiedemer and Ross Brockhagen. In addition to those two, others in our church's extended family who have passed from this realm to the next include Gary Frisenko's mother, Donna, Ann Gilbert's and Sue Chrisman's father, Gil Gilbert, Donna Dukupka's husband, Bruce, and her mother, Lorraine Hudson, and Adrina Niederst's sister, Debbie Marchand. Well, how does that cloud impact us? I hope that remembering all that they contributed to this church inspires us to dig deep into our pool of talents and skills, resources and treasures, offering ourselves to this church so that our generosity honors their memories. Thinking about the struggles endured by the saints who have gone before us, that gives us the courage to press on, especially for those goals that are not easy. Knowing that they have actually received the blessing of eternal life reinforces our faith that our labors will not be in vain because God's promise is for you and me too. Barbara Walters, famous for her in-depth television interviews of the famous and the infamous, she was the butt of jokes many years ago because of a question that she asked Katharine Hepburn. Hepburn compared herself to a tree, and so Barbara Walters followed up with, well, what kind of tree are you? And that unusual question became part of the lore of Barbara Walters. But you know, when I hear that biblical metaphor for saints as a cloud of witnesses, I do wonder what kind of cloud would best represent our ancestors in the faith. I mean, on a hot summer's day, we're relieved to see a puffy white cloud that gives us a cooling shadow for a while, but we don't want so many of them that we can't enjoy the sun. Of course, the folks out west fighting wildfires right now would give anything for rain clouds. But if those clouds came our way in another month or two, we'd end up having to shovel and plow. And those beautiful, wispy, cirrus clouds in the high altitudes, they're beautiful to behold, but they bring neither rain nor shade. So the cloud formation that we're most familiar with here in Cleveland is overcast. And that's how I like to think of that cloud of witnesses, as a spiritual blessing that God has cast over us. The cloud of witnesses can inspire us to cling to our faith more strongly. And for our part, we can give thanks for the blessings that we received because of those faithful ones who have died, those saints throughout the centuries who have gone before us. I mean, we give thanks for those courageous pilgrims who ventured across an ocean to seek freedom of religious expression. We give thanks for those visionary settlers and those itinerant ministers who pushed beyond the wilderness of Connecticut to establish homelands around here in Connecticut's Western Reserve. We give thanks for those visionary Presbyterians who decided to invest their hard-earned money and their precious time and energy to establish a Presbyterian congregation and build a Presbyterian church here in Rocky River. And we give thanks for our beloved sisters and brothers in Christ like Ruth, like Ross, who shared their lives with us in this church. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Those loved, departed saints may not have felt particularly saintly. The lives they lived couldn't have been perfect lives. But they had dedicated themselves to seeking the way of Jesus in what they said, what they did, what they stood for. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. May it be so.